This is KUT. Earlier this summer, Austin students, parents, and teachers asked the Austin School Board to sign a resolution supporting its immigrant students after the valedictorian of Crockett High School received a lot of criticism on social media when she said she was undocumented. If the school board approves it, it will be the first school board in Texas to pass a measure like this. KUT's Kate McGee checks in on the resolution.
Jonathan Hernandez started attending Austin Public Schools when he was 10. He couldn't speak English, but with the help of teachers in his bilingual classes, he was able to learn the language.
During the 8 years I was part of the AISD system, I was undocumented. Undocumented and afraid. Afraid that my not-so-secret status was going to be revealed and my education and my future was going to be over.
That's Hernandez at an Austin school board meeting in June. Hernandez graduated as the Lanier High School valedictorian in 2010 with a full scholarship to UT Austin. Hernandez urged the board to show support for students like him.
AISD's mission is to provide a comprehensive educational experience that is high quality, challenging, and inspires all students to make a positive contribution to society. All students, dreamers included.
More than 2 months later, the district is still working on the draft resolution. That's partly because of summer vacation. Not everyone was able to coordinate efforts, but also because some board members want to shorten the draft. At a school board committee meeting last month, Board Vice President Paul Saldana said he was frustrated things were moving slowly.
There are people who are part of our school system that we serve, felt the graduations at the end of the year, at least for our immigrant community, in a negative note. But I think it would send a strong message to reassure our immigrant families and students.
Since that meeting, school board trustee Ann Teich is leading the discussion around the resolution. Teich says she supports the resolution and it has board support, but she says the board also realizes it doesn't exist in a vacuum.
To express support openly of undocumented residents, particularly students, stirs up a lot of emotions in the opposite camp. And we have an opposite camp that's camped at the state legislature. I think there's fear that if we are too bold in stating our support, particularly of undocumented students, then we will receive some opposition from that opposite camp in the legislature.
Teich says at this point, there's no set timeline to bring the resolution back to the full school board for a vote. Kate McGee, KUT News.